Spilka and Ali Fabrecki. 2021 has returned. We love catching up with Gympie Mayor Glenn Hartwig, and he is back for 2021. Welcome to the new year, Glenn.
Morning, Spilka, Ali. How are you?
Great, thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys too.
How's your holiday, mate? What'd you get up to that you can tell us about?
That's a short conversation then, isn't it?
Well, I know a mayor has to get time off too and recharge.
Yeah, nice, quiet time. Watch a bit of cricket. Always love, first ball of the Boxing Day test. I think everyone needs to see that. Just a relaxing time. It was good with family.
Yeah, you kept away from Bris Vegas, mate, with all that COVID stuff?
Yeah, mate, yeah. You got to find a good reason to go to Brisbane. Far out, yeah.
Do you actually ever get a chance to switch off, Glenn? I would imagine that you'd be constantly still getting messages and phone calls, or do you actually get time to totally switch off?
There's always something to do. I've got a pile of reading I've got to get through, so you might, sit down and put your feet up and not do something outside on the farm and, do a bit of reading instead of, watching the paint crack, I suppose. But no, look, a lot to do at the moment. And this is a really crucial time for us as a council. This next 12 months, we've got new directors coming in, and we've got to make sure that we reaffirm and push forward with what we'd started last year. So, I'll have a break when the time's right.
So you haven't had a break yet.
You're still, 2030.
Jeez. Because people got to remember too, Glenn, you actually, you've got a working farm you've got to keep on top of, so you've got a real job as well.
Well, mate, the farm's a bit of stress relief. I mean, some people find sitting on a, ride on mower therapeutic, and I like getting on the tractor or doing something. That's a bit of therapy there.
Yeah, shows
it's like
you're
meditation.
Real, mate.
Yeah,
shows you're real. Now I've got to ask you, mate. There's been talk of gold for the past couple of years being ramped up again. And what do you know, mate? Is there some sort of gold fossing that's being held up by some environmental stuff at the moment? Do you know?
No, there's no everything. The fossicking side of things has gone through the roof. We've had a 40% increase in the number of permits that we issue. People are out there. I think with the COVID clampdowns, they're looking for other things to do with the family, so they'll slip down to, the fossicking area, Deep Creek at Gympie, and have a bit of a pan. But in terms of the commercial side or the mining side, we've, council at the end of last year voted to ask the state government to lift the URA, the urban restriction area, to allow, exploration and mining if companies so deem it, viable for them. So that's something we want to move forward as well. Gympie's got a very proud history of gold mining and, the town that saved Queensland. And when mining was, going back in the 2000s to 2008 or even before
I was thinking 1800s, mate.
Well, no, that's when it started. But, I finished up there myself in 2008 and it's been in care and maintenance since. Still a lot of gold under there. Like there's plenty of ore to be pulled out, and it's done in a way that doesn't impact on the residents around it.
You want to strike it rich, Ellie?
I was going to say, impacting on the residents, don't lift too many of the urban restrictions, or old mate will wake up with people in his backyard. What do you get out of it? Get those pans out of here.
Look, it's the for the mining, it's done, sort of 500 metres and, down to a kilometre below the surface. So, people don't even know. And it doesn't actually go under. That Duck Ponds area, on the southern side of Gympie, that's where most of the mining occurs. It's not, when mining was going on, there weren't miners, 300 metres below Mary Street. I mean, and everything's done. There are really strict environmental controls. It's not like the 1800s where they just rock in and kick over the tents and start digging. I mean, everything has strict environmental controls. They do, when they're drilling for exploration purposes, it's monitored by the Mines Department and EPA. I mean, it's really a very good process that they've got in place now.
I'm just amazed there's still gold under there and you can actually make a dollar out of it. That's really impressive, Glenn.
Me too. I would love to get up there and have a fossick. We need to get up and have a fossick, Bilko.
Yeah, there's a big difference between the fossicking and what's been done underground.
I'll take specs, don't worry
about
that.
Let's do a bit of both. Mayor Glenn.
I think it'd be worth worth just coming along to watch Bill K. Fossick.
Oh, shush. All right, Glenn.
He loves nothing better than a good Fossick in the morning.
Good on you. Glenn Hardwick, Gympie Mayor, thank you so much, mate. We'll catch you in a couple of weeks' time, but enjoy 2021. You'll be hard at work full on in the next couple of weeks, won't you, when council resume and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, Teresi, Happy New Year to you guys as well.